The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
We're putting together the best Springbok squad according to Jacaranda FM with the help of your votes and Robin, Joe and our producer Wayne's very strong opinions and my chipping in every now and then.
Is it just me or is this making me less for Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Bring on them Irishes.
The restaurant is full. From everyone's like, were you watching the game on Saturday? Were you watching the game on? It's hiss.
Completely.
Mini World Cup vibes.
On Sisarach. Listen, we've done the front row is locked and loaded.
Yep.
We've got a big screen up behind us with a graphic on. The team thing is taking shape at the moment. Osturant, Malcolm Marks, Tendai the Beast and Tawarira.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday, we gave a list of locks. Do you want to know who's in?
Yes, please.
Nummer 1, or Beery Lace, The Mountain.
Incredibly strong Springbok team that will be led out by the towering figure of Evan Etzebeth.
He's
hey
in.
Now.
Hey
now.
He's in officially.
Elizabeth.
Yes. And to join him.
Can the big lock go for number 2? Bonus point inside the half hour. Second one for
Bucky's Boatum.
My dream combo has come true.
Yes!
Should we get it? Should we hit it with a 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3.
Bucky's a
baby! Hey now!
Can you imagine lining up against Evan and Bucky's together
in their prime?
Yes,
that's crazy. I mean, Johnny Wilkinson, I'm sure just at the thought and the sound of Bucky's Buerta is still shivering now to this day.
They would run.
Honorable mention, within like 3 votes, almost making it ahead of Bucky's.
Yeah,
Victor's on the bench.
Sure.
Okay, so the bench is looking pretty strong. We've got the Duplessis brothers and then Victor.
Yeah. And potentially we'll make a space for John Smith if we need.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
he can cover hooker and extra prop there. We can, you know, use the man. But
exactly.
There you go. So far, Os, Malcolm, Beast, Bucky's and Eben.
Bucky's
as your tight five.
Tight five.
So we're looking at flanks today, right?
Yeah, we are.
What are some of the suggestions?
I know who I want.
Okay.
I'll give you my pair at the end. Run us through the options, Rosie.
So we've got François Pinard, legend of 1995.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how can you not be a legend if Matt Damon is playing you in the movie?
Yeah.
Then Ruben Krier.
Yeah,
okay. Or Nijkriger, one of our most beloved captains. He just was like green and gold. So bloed was groen en goud. Skalk Burger.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
guys, Rugby World Cup winner. He was in the 2004 Springbok team that won the Tri Nations for the first time.
Also,
since Nick Mallett's 1998 Bok team.
And a fast food restaurant made a Skalk Burger Burger, which is, you know,
I mean, how
if
are you
that's
top
not
it?
Real fame, who, what is?
John Smith.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
70
yes, yes.
caps, and he's a World Cup winner. Peter Steph Du Toit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Former World Rugby Player of the Year. He was the Rugby World Cup final man of the match. As you bang us, moet je net sê, ons maak 'n plan, that
yeah.
guy.
And then obviously, our double World Cup winning captain, Siyamthanda Kolisi.
That's a lot of options.
That's
only
a lot of options,
people.
Right? You get to pick 2 of those currently, jacarandafm.com or the jacarandafm Facebook page. François Ruben, Corne, Skalk, Jean, Peter Steph, or Sia.
Can sure. I make a case for Ruben?
You can make a case for okay. Ruben if you want.
So
go for it.
It's often said that Ruben Krier changed the way that this position is played forever, because he was a ball carrying flank. He scored so many tries, and the most important try that he scored is a massive reason why we won the 1995 semi-final against France, and it was also the year that he won South African Player of the Year. Dr. Dani Craven once said, yeah, I get my quote gaan haal, that it is one thing to become a Springbok, but quite another thing to be a good one. And Ruben was one of the greats.
Oh.
Mic drop.
My learned friend Mackenzie makes a good point.
True.
Thank
okay,
you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Who
coming
do you want as
boss.
Your pair, Joe?
I have to have John Smith there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
because remember, we're not too phased about loose and
six and seven and whatever
line.
Else. Yeah.
We're not. We're just going by the 15 here.
I think I'm going to go with Smith and I'm going to go with Detoy. Smith and Detoy.
John Smith and Peter Steph.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the monsters. Again, they probably play the same position. They do the same things, but it doesn't matter. We don't need a fetcher when you've got those two mountains there.
Where are they going to fetch from? Rosie, do you have a preference?
I'm going to go with my man Ruben because I made my case for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I would also like to go with Skalkburger.
But
when I gespeel het, I was a formidable flank in the position. Like, he was unstoppable.
Okay, so a vote for the Ruben and a vote for the Burger.
Mm.
I want Peter Steph and Siya Kolisi.
Okay.
That is what I want.
Okay.
That is what I my soul needs it.
Although we do need to give a big special mention, though, for Mr. Sylvester Stallone face, Corne Kriger. Because when he went in there... He went in hard.
Yeah.
He went in. I mean,
we've been blessed in these positions over the years. So there you go. Those are your options today. Francois Ruben, Corne Skalk, John Smith, Peter Steph, and Sia. The poll is up live now. JacarandaFM.com. Jacaranda FM Facebook page. You have until tomorrow to go and vote. Tomorrow is Friday. And then we will leave the eighth man votes for tomorrow.
Oh,
so
couple of special ones there as well.
By the end of the week... our pack will be finished and we want you to go and vote, please.